There are speed bumps and there are challenges, and we've actually done a survey, or actually have a survey underway of federal agencies to find out how they are, or if in fact they are using social media outlets to try to reach potential new hires, and if so, how they're using it, again, what they're using, what some of the challenges they've actually experienced along the way. We want this workshop on the 17th of September really to be a good best practice sharing, and to bring together those that have not only successfully been able to get out of the starting gate, but also those that are still kind of moving into the starting gate, to prompt them to actually look at this issue as well.
Harvard University did a study a couple months ago, and that found that agencies are behind private companies when it comes to using social networking. Is that because of different parameters and different rules that the feds have to follow?
Yeah, I think some of it's certainly different parameters, different regulations that feds have, and I think some of it is, government sometimes is slow to take the forefront on things, we've talked a lot, Amy, about new ways of recruiting. So often, federal agencies and particularly HR staffs, to some extent, are understaffed right now. So they're being asked to do more and more, including recruit more new hires. Yet the resources that they have to do that are not as full as what they were, 15 years ago or so. So I think the combination of a lot of different things, but again, this survey that you mentioned was really kind of eye-opening. A public policy student at Harvard's Kennedy School did the study, and again, it found that government did lag. And a couple of the key benchmarks that were included in the study is that he found Stephen Ander found that the private sector was more likely to have official pages on Facebook and Twitter. Again, I kind of put those quotes around official pages, because the organizationally they've said this is important, and we're going to make sure that it is directly linked to us, not simply to individuals with our organization.
Does the Partnership for Public Service use social networking?
We do use it, but Amy, quite frankly, we don't probably use it enough yet either. And again, whenever there's something new to dive into, you kind of try to put your toe in and say, is the water warm enough? Who's done this before? What are the risks? And I think, again, that speaks a little bit to government's reluctancy or kind of lag in doing this, is that some agencies have done it. I don't think any agencies necessarily are still to the point of where some of the private sector folks are, and that scares off a lot of other agencies, because there's not that clear beacon that's shining showing them the way home.
Let's talk a bit about the workshop that's coming up in September. How can people sign up, and what are they going to find out?
Yeah. Again, if federal agency representatives are interested, they can contact the partnership, or they can contact the Office of Personnel Management. This is a call to serve workshop, which is again a joint initiative between the partnership and the Office of Personnel Management. What are they going to find out? Again, it's really around best practices and highlighting some of the great things that those agencies that are already using some social media to reach new recruits, what they're doing, what are the challenges that they've actually overcome, and how have they overcome those as well. So oftentimes we say, well, there are barriers, there are regulations that may restrict federal agencies from doing things, yet there are agencies that are doing this. So how, in fact, have they been able to work within the system or work around the system in order to make this happen? Again, very much hands-on tactical implementation of how do you do this? And again, our survey right now shows that it's not for lack of wanting that people aren't doing. It's really more of a lack of we're not quite sure where to even start.
So is this workshop going to help them play catch-up or even give them new tools? Or is it just a matter of sort of figuring out how the currents are flowing in the ocean?
A little bit of both. How are the currents flowing? How are folks using them? What are some of the barriers, the challenges that they experienced? How did they overcome them? And hopefully provide a little bit of an action plan for those who really want to get into this arena. Again, a game plan for, this is what you need to do. And at some point, take the plunge and actually do it. One of the things that's really interesting with social media in general, I think, Amy, is that, and again, it was raised in this Harvard study, is that because there are more private sector firms that are doing this, and actually the study indicates that 50% of the private sector workforce at the top 50 firms have a LinkedIn profile. Only 5% of federal employees have LinkedIn profiles.
Huh.
So if young people, and again, LinkedIn probably isn't the first place that most young people are going either. They're probably using Facebook before LinkedIn. But if young people are going to use social media outlets to network, right there, if 50% of the top 50 private sector firm employees are using LinkedIn, it means those are the folks that they're networking with. Those are the folks that they're getting more information about. What their job's like, what the organization is like. And based on some research from the partnership, our research would actually indicate that, again, it's important for young people to make those connections and find out things. That actually generates greater interest. And again, in one of our reports, we said the more they know, the more they like. And that's a good thing. So we just need to get the word out more.